We want to focus on the test. We just had a chat to Jamie about the markets. Well, unbackable, the Aussies, to win the test. Possibly the series in the back of it. Let's see what Ryan Harris thinks about all that sort of stuff. He knows a fair bit about first tests of the summer and what the momentum and adrenaline can do for you. He's on the line now. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Now, day one, very much in our favour. But what did you think when you saw that wicket at the start of the day's play yesterday?
Well, it was a little bit, obviously, green tinge to it. I thought it probably would have offered a little bit more in that first hour. I thought West Indies were really good early with the ball. I thought they put enough in the right spot, obviously. With that wicket the way it was, I just thought it would have offered a little bit more. But, we saw the early wicket of Warner, which was disappointing. But, we just saw Marnus come out and do what he does best and with Usman and put on a really good partnership and soak up the pressure. And that's what Marnus is so good at. To be able to bat through about the whole day virtually and do what he did was outstanding.
They talked on the coverage on Fox a fair bit yesterday about the discipline of the batsmen. Outside of sort of Davey Warner, who was a bit flamboyant early doors, all the others were really disciplined. They left a lot of balls. They didn't hit balls they didn't need to play. And as a result, that we got the result we did, 2 for 293. Is that, what in your eyes, what you saw as well?
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of balls there that nipped around. I thought, as I said, they bowled really well. Kemo Roach has been over here a few times, so a bit of success in Perth. I thought he was good. And then young Jaden Sills was, and Azari Joseph were good early. I think, 293 in a day is probably this day and age. Everyone looks at that and goes, oh, it's a bit slow, which, in theory it might be. But to battle through like they did, you absorb that pressure. Be really watchful, is a hard thing to do. Not that I spent too many long innings out the middle, but the pressure you've got to try and build as a bowler, if you're bowling your good balls and then leaving them or keeping them out, it gets more, more and more frustrating. So I think that's what we saw with the West Indies bowlers. They probably got a little bit frustrated towards that back end of the day and probably legged a few runs and undid a little bit of the good work they did early. But that's the thing you talk about as a batting unit. You get in early, you work hard, get the bowlers nice and tight into their fourth and fifth spells, and then the back end of the day you cash in. I think we saw a bit of that yesterday.
We've seen this so many times, Ryan, when the touring teams come out, whether it be the Gabba or the Wacker, they do tend to bowl too short. And we saw that a bit yesterday, that when they bowled it full, you just thought, oh, they're a bit of a chance here. And we saw that with certainly the two wickets to fall. But generally speaking, not a lot of balls hit the stumps. And we did see the Australian players be able to leave a lot of balls. And Labuschagne spoke about that in these conditions, knowing where your stumps are and trying to leave as much as possible.
Yeah, and that's the great thing that, we have these two wickets, the Gabba and the Wacker, we should be starting here in Brisbane, in my opinion, but we're starting on a bouncy wicket, and that's the trick for these touring sides, as you say. You've just got to hit the stumps, and you've got to have the courage as a bowler to be, we used to talk about getting hit down the ground. If you're getting driven down the ground or through cover, you're in the game. And as you say, you don't see a lot of those teams have that courage when they come here and do that. So, and again, as a batting unit, that's what you want. You want to get in, you want to be able to leave a few balls, get the pace of the wicket, get the pace of the game. And they, as you mentioned then, they did that too much. They didn't ask many questions or enough questions of the batsmen, didn't put enough on the stumps. I don't know the percentage of the balls in the stumps, but at 1-0, it wasn't a lot. So when you're not doing that, it allows the batting side to dictate and getting the batters to get set, and that, as I said, that makes it harder, because if you're not putting pressure on them and they're getting themselves in, you're tiring as a bowler. And as I said before, the back end of the day becomes, especially on a hot day, which it was nice and warm there yesterday, that's when the batters tend to cash in.
I'd love you to expand a little bit more about the length to bowl in Australian conditions, particularly at say Perth or Brisbane, because you were someone that bowled very quickly, but always bowled the ball a lot fuller. So now, even in the coaching you do and the work you've done with the younger players, there is that propensity, even from Australian players, to bowl that back of the length, because that's kind of what McGrath did, and that's kind of what we did for Australian cricket for a long time, but just bowling that little bit fuller.
Yeah, it's an art to do. It's obviously just your release points, obviously a little bit different, and being able to do it and still, not serve up half volleys. That's the sort of mentality I used to have, and You know, I sort of modelled a little bit on Peter Siddle, to be honest. I mean, he was one that sort of did come in and just bash a hard length. And remember years ago, Craig McDermott really, you know, ripping into him about bowling Fuller. And you know, once you bowl Fuller, one thing I teach now, and I model it back on my game, is when you get a new ball, you've got to use that new ball. As we see this day and age, the balls don't last very long at all. So you've got to try and bring in every mode of dismissal. And that's hitting the stumps. It's got to be LB, nicks, bolts. That's the only way you're going to get early wickets. And sometimes you've got to probably over-attack at times, but you've got to find a way to attack without, you know, leaking runs as well. So that's probably a bit contradictive. But yeah, my goal is just to try and hit the stumps and hit the front pad, or, you know, or get to the point of the length, you know, length where everyone talks about the top of off. That's the, you know, bold top of off. It's an easy thing to do. But I always used to aim an inch under. And the other thing about that, and it sounds all a bit dramatic, but I'd also let the umpire know that the ball's not going over. So if it didn't hit the pad, I'd be screaming at him, appealing. So, but that was my mentality. And like I said before, especially on the two wickets, the Gabba and the Wacker, if I'm getting driven, my three or four slips that I have there, that they're in the game as well. So that's the courage. As I said before, you've got to have a bit of courage. You've probably got to put your ego away and just, you know, cop that you might get hit down the ground, or you might get hit through cover. But in saying that, you're bringing just about every mode of dismissal into the game. And as an opening bowler, that was my job, and is to take early wickets and make inroads into the top order.
It was a big day for the Windies in many ways yesterday. It didn't go their way, but the body language started to deteriorate as the day drew on, and you know, it's 2 for 293, 2 for 300 effectively, and they're staring down the barrel of a significant first innings chase. What do you expect from them today?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's a tough day, especially when it's hot, waking up, and you know you've got another 8 wickets to get as a bowler. And yeah. I've looked at the numbers before. Kemo Roach has bowled 18. Zari Joseph bowled 16. So the cobwebs, you've got to get up early, get yourself moving, because I know I did, not everyone, but I used to wake up very stiff after a long day bowling. So you've got to have the opportunity. Make sure you give yourself that opportunity. You know, if there's anything in the wicket with the you know, it's going to be in the morning sessions with the covers being on it. Obviously, it is pretty warm and dry over there, but if there's any moisture, it's going to be the first thing in the morning. So you just got to come out and make sure that you're hitting the stumps and giving yourself every opportunity to take those wickets. You know, the batters will have to start again. That's the old cliche. You've got to get out there and start again. So you've just got to make sure that you're putting pressure on those batters and put enough balls in the right area. And that's what they're going to have to do. Otherwise, it's going to be a big first innings total for Australia. And that's obviously, you know, it's not what you want as a bowling unit. So I agree. I think their body language dropped a bit yesterday, and that's, you know, they've got to make sure that they start, you know, this morning fresh and be up and about and saving every run and putting pressure on the Australian batters.
What's the number, do you reckon, Andrew McDonald and Pat Cummins are talking about this morning?
I was thinking about that this morning and last night. It's one of those where do we go big and bat once and back our bowlers to rip through and you know, cheaply, or, you know, do we get to about 450, 500? And you know, obviously still go hard to try and bat once, but you know, if you go to 550, 600, and you do have to bowl, you know, they do get a couple of partnerships, and you have to bowl, you know, 100 plus overs, it becomes a long couple of days. Mm. So I would say probably 450, 500. I was never a captain, so I was hopeless at these things. But I would say 450, 500 would be enough. And as I said, if the bowlers are good, well, they're good enough, they'll make inroads early and hopefully, again, only have to bat once.
Well, a lot to look forward to from an Australian perspective. Day two is a very interesting day affair in any test match. But today, very much in favour of the home side as we see what the West Indies can bring in the first test of the series. Always appreciate chatting to you, Ryan. We look forward to a great test match and a great series and great analyst work from you as well. Appreciate it.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
You're a good man. Ryan Harris.